morning, 99.70 JX. Good morning, Kelly K. Oh. Happy Groundhog Day.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again? And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, we always like to take a live look in Gobbler's Knob. This is the live feed from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Already off to some fun.
Yeah, they're wearing their multicolored suits, dancing on the stage there. There's Miss Pennsylvania on stage right now.
Oh, wow.
In her earmuffs, in her sash.
Yeah,
because
cold right
now. Yeah, hashtag cold. Yeah, for sure. So I guess the whole thing goes down at around 7:30, something like that. So, you know, it's just, it's an excuse to drink before 8 o'clock in the morning, really.
Oh, absolutely. This is kind of like their derby, right?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. They have a couple day celebration there up in Punxsutawney for the groundhog. So, anyways, we'll let you know, what happens so you don't have to keep track of it here on 99.7
DJX.
Sometimes you find love in awkward places, or you at least see someone who's attractive who you'd like to follow up with, but you know, you don't have the means at the time, you can't get in touch with them to get their number.
Or maybe you don't have the bravery in the moment.
True. Maybe you don't have the bravery.
Uh-huh.
So what do?
You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, and you send it off to the internets on Craigslist, and maybe people like us will find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this man for woman called Dumbstruck in the Park.
You were sitting in the park with your two girlfriends. This is the voice you're going with?
I was by myself admiring you from a distance.
I'm starting to figure out why.
I tried walking over to you. Even got within 10 feet.
Oh.
But then I kind of freaked out because of the nerves, and I let out a very loud giggle.
A giggle?
And I ran back to my safe spot to watch you again.
Oh, you guys have a safe spot? Okay.
This guy's a creep.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe because you were too beautiful.
Yeah, intimidating.
Or perhaps it was because I was in a playful mood.
Oh.
But as you know, the same thing happened two more times over the course of 15 minutes.
Come on now. He's just running up, giggling, and running away. There is no future.
The third time, of course, was the worst. Because when I giggled, I also let one loose.
Come on now.
Oops.
Stop.
I know it sounded like I probably did it on purpose, but I didn't. Okay, I did. What did you think? Was it cute or funny?
No.
Anyway, you left after that. So now I'm kicking myself because of a missed opportunity.
Sounds like several missed opportunities.
Next time I see you, I promise not to tickle myself when I feed the ducks.
I'm sorry. He's tickling himself? That's not even possible.
It's impossible.
Is it?
It's impossible.
I don't think you can.
Of course. That's what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
You have my word that I'm putting a lockdown on these silly little fingers.
Oh, boy.
Will you be there next week?
No, she's not. I can guarantee it.
Wow. What a weirdo.
She's never coming back to that park again. You know that, right?
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man in the air, way up there.
Oh, I hope this rhymes all the way through.
Oh, I do too. You were the hot daddy working the red-eye flight on Saturday night.
No.
I was the weary traveler with the big hair sitting in 17C.
Oh.
You caught my eye during the seat belt demonstration by using your teeth to tighten the belt strap. Oh, my.
Okay.
Normally, I hate aisle seats, but this time I didn't care one bit.
Okay.
Because it meant your tushy would brush by my hand every time you need to push the drink cart.
Oh.
At one point, we did speak a little, and I told you I wanted a wet cherry Coke.
What?
Isn't that just implied? It's a liquid.
Yes.
Okay. You immediately replied back, "Is that all?" with a tiny little wink. So I responded, "Well, that's all I want from the drink menu," and gave you a tiny micro grin.
Oh, goodness.
So take that, Mr. Hot Man. I do appreciate the extra ice you put in my cup. I needed it to cool off after our flirty little exchange.
Oh, goodness.
The rest of the flight, I rang the attendant button maybe 8 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but your coworker, that old bag with the rat's nest for a hairdo, kept coming over to help me instead of you, sad face.
Oh.
Hopefully, you discovered the little surprise I left you in the barf bag under my cushion.
What?
That was meant for you. And if you want to return it, wash it first. Rules are rules.
What?
I don't understand what that is. I do not understand what that is.
What would need to be hidden in a barf bag?
I don't know.
And washed.
What's in the bag?
What would need to be washed?
I understand it.
Okay, so whether you think you see someone that strikes your fancy at the park, but you're just too nervous to go up and have a conversation.
Just walk up and say hello, dude.
Or whether you see the hot daddy working the red eye.
Up the wet cherry cokes on the plane.
Yeah. it can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection. Oh, good luck to them.
Yeah. Setting the bar stories are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally ordering $1,000 worth of Grubhub, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Now, oh, were we hungry?
Now, listen, I say accidentally. It may not have been on accident.
Who did the ordering?
6-year-old out of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, dang. Oh, all the snacks are coming. Look at this magic button. You push it, and then food comes.
Yeah, so the 6-year-old was just on dad's phone messing around, and according to Keith, he accidentally left his phone and his Grubhub app open.
It's piles and bags of food, and they're dropping them off at the door, so I'm not communicating with the drivers. And I said, what is going on? Why are you bringing me food? He said, I don't know. You ordered from the shawarma place. I said, no. Oh, I think I left the app open.
Yeah, and it's like it dawns on him. Oh my gosh! And like,
and the, you know, the 6-year-old's just like, "What's this button? Oh, look at all this! Look at all this food! Oh,
I like food.
Give me some of that.
Yeah,
give me some of that.
That.
Let's add that too.
Right.
Order. Sweet.
Right. Exactly.
He saw that when he was playing with my phone and just started going to town. So he ordered multiple orders: pitas. Chili cheese fries, the chicken pita. Wraps. He ordered multiple orders of that, multiple orders of ice cream, pizza.
I mean, living his best life. Give the kid a snack.
Oh, wow.
I guess at one point the bank did mark purchases as fraudulent. So they were.
Yeah, it's not a typical Grubhub order, I'm sure. And man, was it all one driver that was like supposed to gather all that stuff and bring it?
I don't know, but they were able to get some of their money back. So that's
just
good. And then they. Keith and Kristen, dad and mom, decided to turn this into kind of a money management teaching moment.
Oh, yes. It's a teaching moment for sure.
Yeah. Saying, all right, let's see your piggy bank, little boy. We'll take out this much for this, much for this. You know, it's not like real money. It's like a quarter for a piece of pizza, a quarter for a chicken shawarma.
Well, so they didn't completely wipe them out like they probably should have.
Right, but they're showing them, look, this stuff costs money. So, good lesson there. Now, whether or not he actually learns it is another thing.
Well, I feel like, you know, other punishment that'll probably come down, whatever, you know, is most important to a 6-year-old, you take that away for a little bit and they'll understand that was bad.
If you can manage to make it through the day without ordering $1,000 worth of Grubhub, then you're doing okay.
I mean, we've all wanted to, haven't we?
I mean, the kid was living his life as the bags of food were showing up, and he's just like, give me that ice cream, give me that.
Make it rain.
Chili cheese fries.
Probably run down the street to all his neighbor friends, hey, come on down, I ordered a bunch of food, we're going to have a party.
Yep, he was probably all like in his head.
Hamburger, 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 hamburger. Hamburger, 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 hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburger, hamburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
All that.
Yeah, so, anyways, setting the bar there on 99.7 DJX. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Brittany calling us from PRP. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany has reddish black hair, drives a minivan, is a graphic designer, is married, and has imported her husband.
Oh, imported her husband? That sounds fun.
I know. I was like, how's that work?
Did you order them from a catalog?
I know, Brittany, you'll need to explain.
Well, we met online and we were like pen pals, but then it worked out really well. And then so he moved over here to marry me, and we've been married since 2016.
He moved over from...
Oh, the UK. He was in England.
Oh.
Oh, he's British. Oh, that's even better.
Yes, I get the full British accent. We have a 3-year-old together, and they say bin instead of trash can all the time.
Uh-huh.
So instead of throwing it, I'm like, go throw it away. And she's like, oh, I'll throw it in the bin. I'm like, okay, sure.
He's so cute.
She says bath with an English accent as well. Like, she drags out the
A. Bath.
Have you taken a liking for spotted dick?
No, I have not.
That's a British pudding, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. All right, just wondering.
You should probably try it.
Okay, little kid, drunk adult, Kelly is going to explain how the game works.
All right, you're going to hear 3 stories. You have to figure out, did this story happen when the person was a little kid or drunk adult? Pretty simple, yet difficult.
Okay. All right, Brittany, here we go. First one.
I stole a girl's birthday crown off her head.
Oh, stole a girl's birthday crown off her head.
Rude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say little kid because, like, that's more of a thing that you wear when you're, like, celebrating your birthday as a kid. But I know, like, people start doing it now.
Well, yes. I feel like that is the obvious answer, which makes me want to lean towards drunk adults.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right. Brittany's saying little kid doesn't sound like you're very confident.
I'm not, but I'm going with it.
Right.
This game is so difficult.
All right, Kelly, you're saying...
I'll do drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah. I was drunk adult.
Drunk adult, is it? Yep.
I was out for girls' night, and we went to this bar and had way too many drinks, and there was this girl who was celebrating her birthday, and you could just tell she was a diva. She had a birthday crown on and kept giving us looks. So, you know, finally I had enough. I walked over, and I snatched that crown off her head.
Okay.
Like, you know what? Birthday queen, done. You don't deserve that.
You're done. Done.
We're done here.
All right.
Our new queen.
All right, Brittany, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got slapped really hard, actually, for stealing someone's french fries.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. All right.
Slapped for stealing french fries.
I'm going to hope it's a drunk adult.
Okay. Brittany
says, yeah, little kid. Because listen, when the hangry little kids get fries stolen, they're going to retaliate.
I know.
Swiftly.
Brittany, are you saying, you're saying little kid?
Little kid.
All right. Again, zero confidence in your voice.
I got a flip-flop.
All right.
You did.
So you said little kid. Kelly, you're saying little kid too?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yep. Yes! There it is. You got it right.
Yes!
You got it right.
When I had the biggest crush on this girl named Lori. And I don't even think she knew who I was, so I knew that I had to make a pretty big impression on her. And I saw this movie once where this guy picks up this girl by going over and sitting down on the table where she's eating at and just starting to eat her food. So I was like, yeah, that's cool as hell, man. I'm going to do that. And the next day during our lunch period, I just walked over to her and I sat down on the lunch table right next to where she was eating. And I said... You don't know who I am, but that's about to change.
Oh.
And I grabbed a big old physical French fries and jammed them into my mouth.
Man, like, what is right? Confidence. Confidence right there. The line.
And, like, as soon as I got the fries in my mouth, she immediately slapped me open palm.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
She's like, what are you doing, smack?
You know what? I feel like it could have been good if he went for just a fry, not a
That's
fistful.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know
maybe.
What? It could have been smooth.
Could have been.
Could have been. Taking just one fry.
Just the execution had a slight flaw. I got it.
I like the line, though. The confidence
the line
in
was good.
The line and the confidence was a good start.
Yes. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Last one, Brittany. Little kid, drunk adult.
I fell down a flight of stairs while dancing.
Aw, but who hasn't done that? Falling down a flight of stairs while dancing.
Drunk adult?
Okay.
Yeah, that feels like drunk adult to me.
Both of you say drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Drunk adult. Yep, you got it.
At a fraternity party in college. I was on my first date with this really cute Sigma KI.
Oh, no.
He gave me a beer from the keg, and I playfully gave him our first kiss. I was riding super high and added a cute little spin as my follow-up. Anyway, with all that going on, I totally didn't realize, but I was close to the top of the stairs.
Oh, no.
And then I went tumbling All the way down.
Oh,
my
gosh. No.
That's a way to celebrate after a
first kiss. Oh,
oh gosh.
Hey, Brittany, 2 out of 3. Congrats. You win.
Yay.
Yay.
Can we also acknowledge that Kelly was 3 out of 3 on that one?
And I was like, Kelly kind of helped. I put him in 1 to 3.
You know what? You are giving your British husband a slice of Britain with Ed Sheeran.
I'm actually excited.
This is great.
I was like, oh, he loves Ed Sheeran. That'd be fun.
I love it. Well, congrats, Brittany. You win. Hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Yeah.
Oh, I like her. And her British husband.
All right, we'll play again tomorrow here on 99.7 EJX. And again, if you want to be a part of Little Kid Drunk Adult, just voice note. Send us a little recording of your happenstance. BenandKellyShow@gmail.com. 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I would like to take just 30 seconds, please, if I could, and congratulate U of L men's basketball for their first ACC win of the year. Oh my gosh. Let's celebrate beating Georgia Tech 68-58. You can go suck it, Georgia Tech.
Oh, wow.
Send us to the big dance. Get us to the Final Four. We're winning the national championship.
Wow. Six, we went from 0 to 60 real quick.
I mean, listen. No. All we need is a spark, Kelly.
That's it.
All we need is a spark. Now, U of L men's basketball has one win notched in the ACC column. They are now 3-19. And, man, let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
Next up, big dance, national championship. Oh, yes. Yes, right.
That's right. We don't want the NIT. Give us the NCAA.
There it is.
Tournament. We deserve in.
Wow.
Oh, C-A-R-D-S. Let's go. So, yeah, like I said, I just wanted to acknowledge the victory last night in what is the spark, the catalyst that will turn this season around.
That's where it starts, right there.
Where it starts, my friends. All right. I made you look. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Just checking in on this Groundhog Day with the live feed from Punxsutawney. They are building into a frenzy as the cups of beer are being passed around. The guys with the top hats and the black jackets are dancing around on stage.
Are they still yelling dilly dilly? Did they bring that back?
No, the dilly dilly. Yeah, the dilly dilly thing was a few years ago, but they
bring it back.
The guys are still here. They've got smoke on stage. They're getting ready to do the prognosticator or the prognosticators for the Punxsutawney Phil and all that. Probably about 10 minutes away from that whole thing.
Oh, dang. Okay. We'll try to break in live if we can.
I mean, if we can.
If it times out.
If it times out. It's 99.7 EJX. All right, feel good story.
This is a crazy story. There's several different pieces of video that go along with this. Justin Mauser is a barber from McCracken County in Kentucky. He and his wife walking down the Las Vegas Strip Friday afternoon on their first trip to Vegas, and they witness a car ram into a palm tree in a center divide in a busy intersection.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's like right outside the Venetian.
Yeah.
When he didn't see anyone get out of the car, he figured, I probably need to go see if the driver needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on video from surveillance cameras, smoke is coming off the car's engine. And a police officer runs up, Derek Stebbins, and they quickly assess that, okay, this guy's unconscious. We got to get him out.
Ooh.
Because smoke usually comes from flames, right?
Right.
And Justin said, you know, the officer was trying to keep a crowd away. He said, but I don't hear very well sometimes, or I act like I don't. I probably should have listened, but I tried to help. So they had to get in through the passenger side to unlock and open the driver's side door and drag him out just as that side of the car bursts into flames.
Got it? Come here, just go that side. Go that side. Sir! Get a hold of it. Come here. Come on. Come on. Drag him. Drag him.
Come on, buddy.
Is there anyone else in?
No. Here we go. Relax. Relax.
Okay.
Relax. You can clear the red. We got him out of the vehicle.
Wow.
It is engulfed in flames.
Wow.
Yeah, engulfed in flames. That was from the police body cam footage that you can also see as well. It's just an extremely narrow escape. And they ended up laying him down in the middle of the intersection. And cops showed up, and they got him even further away. Unfortunately, the driver is facing DUI charges.
But
he is alive thanks to their quick action.
Yeah. Wow.
You can see the entire thing. All the videos are up on our website at WDJX.com. Pretty incredible.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, if it times out, we'll do live from Punxsutawney.
Why not?
Haley already texted us and was like, throwback to the year that you played the live stream of Punxsutawney Phil for like 10 minutes straight.
A half hour. It was so long.
We were in too deep. We couldn't pull away.
We couldn't bail.
we were in too deep.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
Yep. Looking into Punxsutawney, the top hats are making their way, giving high fives to the crowd up to the stage. Kelly, I don't think we can hang for this entire thing.
Is there an official countdown? Like, do we know how many minutes?
They're starting the ceremony right now. Like they are not up on stage yet. They are literally, the guys in top hats are literally being ushered by police through the crowd.
Okay, so they're making their way to the stage, which makes me believe that it's getting close, right?
Yeah, it's getting close.
Is Phil ready?
For sure.
Somebody get Phil.
There's people wearing groundhog hats.
Yes.
There's people holding up signs that say Phil.
Yes.
All these bearded dudes in top hats are making their way to the stage to start the ceremony.
This is when, you know, the world's spotlight is on them. They know that.
Really?
You gotta have merch.
This is, yes.
Dilly Dilly.
Yes, of course, Dilly Dilly.
Go get those guys. Oh, it sounds exciting.
Yeah, I mean, there are thousands of people there in Punxsutawney there at Gobbler's Knob. Okay.
So early. It looks chilly.
They are excited.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Come on. Who's feeling single and sexy here tonight?
The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. Welcome to Punxsutawney.
Yeah, we're not in Punxsutawney.
Welcome to Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day. The crowd goes wild.
How many guests do we have here celebrating Groundhog Day for the first time?
Me!
Oh, first timer,
yes! Yes, it's us! It's us! We're there!
We've been there.
How many guests? Two or more times?
Kelly and I are live inside the crowd at Punxsutawney.
Now this next one's
we are over by a big stump of a tree, just huddled up under a blanket.
Celebrating
as the ceremony begins to see if Phil the groundhog
Amazing.
Will see his shadow and we'll have another
birthday.
6 weeks of winter
Mr.
or not.
Vice President.
Yes, sir.
Will you please introduce the members?
Oh, God, we don't need introductions.
How many members do we have?
There's like 30 members. We're going to have to move on.
We're there for one moment, one rodent to come out and look to see if he sees his shadow. That's it.
All right. All right. Listen, we can't hang with this feed for the entire time. It would be way too long.
Well, they're going to draw it out. You know, again, this is their Super Bowl.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We still have group therapy to get to. All right, so that's coming up here in just a few minutes.
It's not cold front.
Okay, gosh, these guys, give them a mic.
The weather?
Give them a mic, and they're going to talk. All right, so group therapy coming up here in a little bit, and if we can catch the live feed, we will. I mean, we don't want to hang with you the entire time.
I mean, I know you can't see what's happening on stage, so really, we just need the moment of truth.
I know, we need the moment of truth.
Rob That's McCoy, it. Downpour.
Rob McCoy, come on! Come on, Rob! Get it going!
Jory Sirianni is Daybreaker.
Hashtag Daybreaker. What are these guys, like Top Gun?
Dr. John Johnson, Chief Health Man.
That's what they are, it's call sign Chief Health Man. Oh my God, this is stupid.
Also joining us this morning was Jason Grusky, Big Chill.
Hashtag Big Chill. Hashtag Flava Flav, he's got a big clock around his neck.
Say hello to Pat Osico, it's Ozone.
Pat, hashtag call sign ozone.
All right, all right. We gotta cut away. All right, hang on a second.
I'm really kind of curious, though. I don't
let me. I'm going to be real sad if we don't get to this group therapy, but there are bigger things at play here on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Pausing for one moment before we get to our group therapy, because there is some big news. There is some big news.
Things are happening. Jessica said, I literally have never listened to or watched the Groundhog Day coverage until today on your show. Hashtag go Phil.
Yeah, we have a live look into Punxsutawney.
Three times on the door.
And these dudes in top hats have been living life, getting the crowd absolutely frothy with excitement.
Frenzy.
In an absolute frenzy here to find out whether or not Phil will see his shadow and there will be six more weeks of winter.
Everybody on stage apparently had call signs.
Yeah, they had
Amber
call signs.
We need call signs now.
All right, hang on a second. Let's see what the dude with the gray beard and top hat has to say.
If it is shadow I see, it'll be six more weeks of winter.
We know!
Okay, we don't want the shadow. We don't want the shadow.
We know.
We don't want the shadow.
No shadow.
Don't get confused.
An early spring.
No shadow. Okay, no shadow.
Right,
no shadow.
On,
no shadow.
Early spring. Come on, early spring.
Bias crowd. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Daybreaker, please place the royal red carpet.
Royal red carpet, put it down.
President, will you place the scrolls?
Put the scroll down.
Bring him out.
Bring Phil the rodent out. We are looking live into Punxsutawney right now. And at the ground.
Gentlemen, gather around.
We're gathered around.
We're here. Do it.
Angie says they need Ben there for Groundhog Day ceremony. I'm dying laughing, driving to work, getting strange looks from Carr next to me. All right, hey, it's all right.
We
it's all right.
Shout, Phil! Phil!
Phil!
Phil!
Oh my God.
Phil! 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 Phil!
Come on!
Phil!
Come on, Phil!
Phil! Phil.
Give it to us!
Phil.
Get the rodent out!
Phil!
Phil! Phil! Knock three times, dang it! There it is! Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
No shadow, no shadow, no
come
shadow.
Come on, they're getting him out. They're getting the little guy.
Come on, Phil.
Give him the hog.
You have one job.
Give us the hog. Give us the hog. All right. Is he in there? Yank him out.
Let him look around. Come on.
Find him in the hay.
Come
He's in
on.
There. Come on. How hard is it to find a groundhog in a stump?
It's not a big stage, right?
It is not. It is not. We are looking live feed into Punxsutawney.
By the way, Angie says getting strange looks from the car.
Here's the moment. Here's the moment. Here's the moment. Guys, this is literally what we've been waiting for.
Oh,
come on, Phil. Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. There's our king! Come on! Come on, king!
Do it!
Look at him! He's fat and hairy! I relate! Come on, Phil!
Oh, they're drawing it out.
Missy says, I only listen to the Groundhog Celebration via 99.7 DJX. As you should!
Yes, 100%.
All right. All right, come on, dang it.
Hashtag give us
all
the
right,
hog.
Here it is. Give it to us. Does he see his shadow?
Where's he looking?
Gosh, they're all looking at him like he's going to say something.
Where's he? Yes, are they holding the microphone up?
Come on. And the moment we've all been waiting for. Live
on,
from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Gobbler's Knob. Punxsutawney Phil. Give us what we want to hear, hog.
Mr. President, we have
yes.
Scroll.
We have a scroll. Scroll. We have a scroll. We have it.
Wait, did he write it down already?
Yes, of course he did.
Okay.
No, he just pointed his snout at a scroll and they picked it up.
Okay, all right.
All right, they're reading. Oh, my gosh. Kelly, we found ourselves once again in too deep to turn away.
We can't bail.
We're in
we
too
can't.
Deep.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Now,
stop
on
it.
This February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers,
prognosticator
was awakened from his wintry nap
yes.
at dawn
yes.
on Gobbler's Knob.
Yes.
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in Groundhoggese, directed this, President Dunkel.
Let's do
to
it!
The proper scroll, which reads...
Come on! Give it to us!
I see the morning has brought the finest people.
People! Yes.
I see their bravery and spirit.
We're all here!
Come on!
The time has come, I can feel it.
Yes.
The excitement, I can hear it.
Yes! Yes!
I see the folks with gray in their hair, and I see the kids all young and scrawny.
What?
Their eyes and cheeks aglow from the cold, clean air.
Get to it!
Oh my gosh!
I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage.
Will we what have... does Phil see?
But above all else,
hang on.
I see a shadow on my stage.
Oh, there
and
it is!
So, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
There it is! Thank you, Phil, for goodness sakes, we have it.
All I do is win, all I win, win, no matter what.
Oh, that wasn't the answer we wanted, though.
All
it
right.
wasn't.
All right,
it
thank
wasn't.
You, Phil. There it is, it six wasn't. More weeks of winter. You heard it here on 99.7 DJX. Thank you to all our friends there in the top hats at Gobbler's Knob.
It
and
great to you, Phil.
Okay, yes, great. All right, we can cut away.
That's yeah, fine. I got another text. It's so much better than reading the headlines on Facebook for an hour. Yeah, look right. at that. You,
there you
can't get this kind of entertainment anywhere else.
No, this is literally live radio. All right, so group therapy. We're going to play a song. We'll get to group therapy coming up here next. And listen, it's talking about should he help more at home? And we're talking about a listener... who is a stay-at-home mom, all right?
Yes, but dang it. Raise a glass to Phil. That was amazing.
Yep. Let's...
Joy downtown Punxsutawney. There's...
Oh, he's like, hey, listen, you can't... you don't have
potty,
to go home.
The potty.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, my friends. Oh, shouldn't have drank all that whiskey before 8 o'clock.
Where's my Uber?
All right. Therapy, coming up next. 99.7 EJX.
When you need advice, Ben and Kelly, it's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly. Need some support here. I'm a stay-at-home mom with two kids, a five-year-old, and I'm nursing a seven-month-old.
Mm.
My husband is a breadwinner. In return, I do all the childcare, housekeeping, cooking, dishes, bill paying, laundry, stuff like that, and other things as they come up. Now, we've got a large five-bedroom, four-bath house. Needless to say, at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. And in 24 hours, the house is an absolute mess again. I feel more like a mom of three than a wife.
Ooh.
I pick up his used tissues. He has allergies, leaves them around the house. Used dental floss, empty beer bottles, food scraps, stuff like that. I get grossed out. But he says it's part of my job.
Ooh.
Right now, I'm looking at the kitchen table. His dirty dishes, hot sauce, and salad dressing are still there from last night. Apparently, the waitress fell asleep with the kids. At what point does a wife draw the line in picking up after the husband? Are husbands today responsible for any housework if the wife stays at home with the kids?
Short answer, yes. There's a balance of chores, you know? She's a stay-at-home mom. She's still working. Like it's
exactly. Both doing a lot of work. It's just in different places.
Yeah, exactly. So, but how do you communicate that to your husband in a way that will get him to change and be more helpful around the house, but not resent the comment?
Maybe he is unaware of all of the things that come into play when you are just, quote, staying at home. Like he might have a vision of her just hanging out, taking naps lots of times, getting up to feed the kid or whatever. Maybe she writes down like an itemized, this is what I do every day list so he can kind of see it on paper.
Yeah.
And that might convey, you know, the reality of what it is, everything that she does.
Yeah. Chris texts in and says, look, they both have a full-time job. He drives to his and she does hers at home during the day. They should both contribute after work. She needs to explain that to him and let him know that she needs help.
Yeah, Becca said, it's not hard, barring any mental or physical health conditions, not to be a slob and pick up after yourself. Like, even just doing that, picking up after just himself, I think sounds like it would help tremendously.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, she needs to let him know that he goes to work. He's there for about 8 hours. He gets to come home and relax. When is her relax time? When does she get to clock out? Never. So he needs to be willing to help her once he gets home from work. Once he gets home from work, it should go back to both of them, you know, doing the rest of the housely duties, getting the kids ready for bed, not just her.
Right. I get the point of wanting to have a period of time to decompress.
Yeah, but she never gets that.
Okay. Yeah.
She never gets that.
By the way, thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Chase said, you know, the exact same thing. She can't clock out like he gets to. He gets to work 8 to 10 hours and says, I'm done, goes home, and then take the bra off and pop a cold one.
So really, this is about trying to convince him or at least open his eyes to the work that she's putting in and the help that she needs.
Yeah, Shannon said leave him alone with the kids for 10 hours on Saturday. When she gets home, ask him why the house isn't clean. I think he needs to walk in her shoes a little bit just to understand what it's like.
That might be a good place to start is just say, hey, I have to go do something on Saturday. Maybe it's a you thing. Get my nails done or whatever. He needs to handle everything. And I don't know. Maybe that's a good place to start.
It might help him understand a little bit. Dan said, that's not being a good partner. I'm the breadwinner, but I help with all the household chores and child duty once I'm home. We work together so that we can get us time once the kids go to sleep.
Yeah, this communication just needs to happen. Otherwise, she's going to continue to get more resentful and he's not going to understand.
Well, yeah. And Ben, I mean, you're kind of in that situation, but you're pretty active with helping around the house, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, It is.
Did I just throw you under the bus?
No. Well, you know, I expect my dinner to be made when I get
lady
home. You know, my wife's work has different hours. And so we do have schedules that are opposite sometimes. But yeah, I mean, it is about I just see things that need to be done and do them around the house. And I think that's where we need to get him to. Also, it's not a good look to the kids to see him not
making
do anything.
Mom do everything. Yeah, yes, exactly. That's a really good point.
Right. And it's setting them up to expect that, oh, okay, well, this is what guys do. That shouldn't be the case.
Yes. They should show the kids like a model of a teamwork kind of thing between mommy and daddy for sure.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully this helps. If you want to add your two cents, that's what Facebook is for. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can feel free to post that up there. We'll get this posted up for you to take a look at.
You got a lot of support on this one that, yes, there should be, you know, more of an equal load at home because you're both doing work. His is just outside of the house, but you're working just as hard, if not more.
Our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at Ben and Kelly Show. You can shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, see if we can help you out. And the words savage and proposal typically aren't used right next to each other.
Except for in Gary's case, I feel.
Yep.
Hey, guys, got a Valentine's Day date planned with my girlfriend of 2 years. I was going to propose.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, just found out she's been cheating on me with her ex for 18 months of our two-year relationship.
Wow.
At first, I was devastated.
Yeah.
Now, I'm angry.
Understood.
So I still want to take her out. Pick her up in the limo, go out to dinner. Right before dessert, I hired some singers to come serenade her. But now I want to have them sing a song about how she's a tramp and I'm dumping her in front of everyone on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And put the video on YouTube. Is that going too far? Or does she deserve it?
Oh, Gary. Well, first of all, that stinks. And it sounds like she never had the talk of, are we boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, maybe you thought in your mind you were in a exclusive relationship, but maybe she didn't get that memo. That is like the majority of your relationships. She is did not let go of the ex.
Right. She and the ex just never stopped dating when she started dating you, it sounded
like.
Yeah. So, yeah, and look, hey, Gary, I think time heals wounds. That's a phrase for a reason. And I think I think that's a little too harsh to maybe go and humiliate her like that. I mean, I
way
get it.
Way too harsh. Although Dylan's on his side. Yes, Gary's the man. No, Dylan, that's not helping.
Katie even says it. Yes, Gary,
Katie
I'm here for it.
Katie is on board. Yes, she's
listen,
like, I'm here for
you
it.
You guys are just thinking about our show and the update. That's what you're thinking about.
Well, no, they want to see
the video. They want to see
the
YouTube video.
Yes, put it on YouTube. No, I think, listen, we understand where the feelings are coming from in feeling like this is what you want to do. But I think looking back, once you're a little bit further removed from the situation, you'll be happy that you didn't conduct yourself this way.
Kim says she deserves it. Hate a cheater, worst of all, hashtag no mercy. Katie said, sorry, she humiliated him as well. Oh gosh.
Everybody.
Are we the only two that are saying no?
I think we're the only people who are saying don't do it. Everybody's rolling in saying, sorry, she humiliated him as well. Derek, I'm with this guy. Some people want to watch the world burn. Andrew the Love Doctor, though, chiming in, saying, does she deserve it? Yes. Should he do that? No. I mean, that is what we're saying.
Right. I understand the pain, and I understand, look, finding out that she's been with him for literally a majority of the time she's been with you is a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, but let's take the high road. Let's take the high. I know you want to retaliate, and this would be sweet, sweet revenge. Oh, it really, really would. But I think down the road, you would regret it. I mean, this could literally follow her. Anything that is put up on the internet lives on the internet.
Kelly, we are the only ones who are saying,
rolling in, everybody's, do it. Cheaters get what they deserve. Oh my gosh.
Terry messaged us and said, I found out my ex-wife was cheating. So on Valentine's Day, I showed up at her work with flowers and a paint bag with divorce papers in it. She was crying because she thought I gave her a gift. Ooh, dang, Terry.
That is one way to get a little revenge. Now, it wasn't putting it up on YouTube, having singers sing a song about how she's a cheater.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, quit asking for the restaurant.
No.
Quit asking for the restaurant.
No.
Quit.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, Gary, I think at least you're going to listen to the crowd. I already know you are.
No, this is just rolling.
This is exactly what Gary wanted. He wanted us to talk about this and then have everybody go, yes, Gary.
That's what he's getting.
Candy says, save your money. Just stand her up on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that makes a statement.
I don't know. There's something about just, I get it that she, but did she humiliate you publicly like you're wanting to do?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's,
I mean, because people are saying, she humiliated you, Gary, you deserve this, whatever. But did she publicly humiliate you? I don't know. So, Gary, I'm sure you're probably going to not listen to Kelly and I, and you're going to listen to everybody else. But
Tish is putting this in a really good point. She said, I would never date anyone that doesn't know how to fight fair or to be the bigger person. This is a bad look for future relationships.
Yeah.
Which is a real, yes. If anybody found out that you did this down the road, I think it's going to have, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding someone else to be in a relationship with someone that was capable of being that savage.
And look, Gary was getting ready to propose. He was invested. So yeah, I can understand his hurt and his pain, and it's going to take a minute. But, you know, I like the ideas of ghosting her if you wanted to do that, or just because that would humiliate her.
Because
especially on Valentine's Day, when I'm sure wait staff listening has stories of on Valentine's Day seeing one person at a table for two and the other person doesn't show up. That is a thing. So, Gary, hopefully you listen to Kelly and I and don't listen to all these sickos who are trying to just stoke the fire for the benefit of the show.
Brad is kind of doing that for the same price as the singers. I'll send my wife to cause a scene like you cheated on her.
All right. Well, Gary, if you would.
Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
Gary, we will follow up with you and see how Valentine's Day went. But look, hey, at the root of it, we're sorry. That sucks.
Yes.
And
we get where this is coming from, but don't do it. I think you'll regret it despite the rest of everybody on planet Earth saying, do it. Derek said the 99.7 crowd today woke up with vengeance on their mind.
They did. They're like, let's get her. Keep us posted. Follow up with us, and we'll try to follow back up with you after Valentine's Day and see what happens. Now.
This has been a day already. Hasn't it been a day?
I would like to know, now that time has healed the wounds.
As in 30 seconds?
I'm not talking to Gary.
We're moving fast. All right. So other Garys.
Let us know the most savage way you've either broken up with or been broken up with. Ooh. All right. Like post-it note. all your stuff on the line when you come home? Like, what is the most savage way you have either broken up or been broken up with? All right.
Yes. Oh.
Your stories coming up next on 99.7 DJX. We just heard from Gary, who found out that his girlfriend of 2 years had been still seeing her ex for 18 months of those 2 years. He was thinking, you know what, Valentine's Day, I was planning on proposing to her, but maybe I will break up with her with a song and film it for YouTube as my revenge.
Yeah, and just kind of publicly humiliate her. And we get where that is coming from, why you want to do that. Don't think it's a great idea, though. Some people pointed out it's going to be a bad look for you for future relationships if anybody found out that you did that to her. Kara has a really good story, though, as we kind of segue into most savage ways you've been broken up with. She said, I had a boyfriend break up with me by putting on Facebook he had a different girlfriend on his Facebook status. Yeah, he was out of town for a week. I got on Facebook, happened to scroll past where he had changed who his girlfriend was. And when I confronted him about it, he said, yeah, she's prettier.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, Jim messages us via Snapchat. The woman put pictures of her and her new boyfriend on her Snapchat story. Didn't even tell me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Shane said, I dated a girl for about a year. Throughout this year, she spent the entire time telling me how her ex-boyfriend dumped her on her birthday and how she'd never forgiven him. So what did I do? I dumped her on her birthday, of course. Not intentionally, though. I actually forgot it was her birthday, which was a double whammy.
Oh, no. Oh, that poor girl hates her birthday forever and forever and forever.
Samantha.
I actually was the one getting broken up with.
Okay.
We were together for a very long time, and I was really, like, into the relationship and stuff. I was driving 2 hours away to see them and stuff like that. But the worst breakup I've ever had was me and my significant other, we went to McDonald's, and his friends met up after school or whatever, and they all showed up. He broke up with me in front of multiple men. And they were making fun of me and everything at McDonald's. And he told me to go get my stuff out of his house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But the revenge is I went to his house and trashed his whole house. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah. But he still harasses me.
Listen, you're not supposed to do that at McDonald's.
Yeah. Right.
That is a happy place.
That's a happy place.
Yeah. Thank you, Samantha.
Oh my gosh, Keith said my English teacher in high school took me out in the hallway during class to tell me my girlfriend was breaking up with me.
What?
The teacher did it. He said, boy, was that awkward. When my girlfriend decided to break up with me, she told her friends and this teacher, whom she was close to. After a couple of days and not being able to reach her, I asked her friends, what's up? They went to the teacher, who then took me into the hallway to break it off for her.
Oh my God.
Goodness.
When the teacher has to break up with you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, one more. Hannah said, my boyfriend answered his phone immediately after we had finished having some fun.
Diggity.
While standing next to my bed, still in the buff, I heard him say, you're beautiful and you know I love you. Yeah, he was talking to his girlfriend who was studying abroad in Ecuador. Apparently, I was the other woman. This was 3 months into our relationship.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh, that is not good.
All right. Well, thank you for those. <What's>...
Maybe it was therapeutic.
Yeah.
Right?
Therapeutic. Get it all out for sure.
Yes.
All right. So let's segue into a real quick feel good. Could we, Kelly?
Oh, we should.
All right. Get to this feel good. We do these every hour right around this time.
And listen, I need to squeeze in a little shout out. Patrick wanted to tell his stepdaughter, Pei, he's looking forward to the father-daughter dance. That's her first little feel good.
Aw, all right.
Super cute. And then the second one is that kids at a Pennsylvania school district came up with this genius idea to include their school resource officer in their yearbook.
Okay.
So this was in the Camp Hill School District in Pennsylvania. Detective Gibbs works as a community outreach officer, along with resource officer Joe Capers. Mm-hmm. They visit all the local schools. The team is well known. They're loved. And when students kind of came up with this idea to put Detective Gibbs in the yearbooks, district officials said, this is an awesome idea.
Okay.
And the Camp Hill Police Department posted the picture on their Facebook page because Detective Gibbs is a golden retriever.
Of course he is.
He's such a good boy. He's a 20 out of 10 on a good pupper scale. Very handsome.
For sure.
Very, very well posed for the picture. You can see it. We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Several people are throwing in, well, you got to play Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around, for sure. It is Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back, brought to you by Drake's.
Good start.
Yep, good start indeed. Kicking it off, Justin Timberlake, 99.7 DJX. Let's go.
Hey, girl, is he
over? Good one there. Justin Timberlake, 99.7 DJX. I don't know how this will sound. I haven't heard this in such a long time. But Kim rolls in all caps. Take me to church! Is this breaking it? I don't know. Maybe Throwback Thursday?
Give it a second.
My lover's got humor.
Oh, gosh.
She's
okay.
A giggle at a funeral.
Really do it.
Everybody's disapproval.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get to the chorus.
Should have worshipped her sooner.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Miranda and Heather work at Carrollton Hospital, streaming from Alexa, ready to get this day started. Take us back to our younger years. Please, for the love of all things holy, can you please play our song this week, Ja Rule and Ashanti? Please!
Yes. Of course we can.
Absolutely.
We're radio personalities.
Now we're vibing.
This is what we do.
It's our job. Save lives. We just play stupid songs.
All right, I'll throw back Thursday on 99.7 JX.
You can play me.
Good one. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Aaron rolls in. Nelly hot in here. Hashtag I hate groundhogs.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. He didn't give us the answer we needed today. We didn't.
I mean, if we're being honest, it's 6 weeks until spring starts anyways. So, you know.
Mind blown. It's all a farce.
You know. I mean. I'll play Nelly for you, though. Throwback Thursday.
Getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Sarah's like, that song that says something about the bridegroom and closing the damn door.
Oh, Panic at the Disco. We just played that last week. So
We did.
Yeah, I was going to say, give us a little bit. Give us a little bit on that. Blake rolls in Twitter, Fireflies by Owl City. Ooh.
What's going on with the vibe today?
Listen, whenever I get an opportunity to play this song, hashtag sneaky banger, I will. That's what my wife nicknamed me, too.
Oh, my God.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Jennifer on Twitter. Ready for TBT, can you play Bring Me to Life, Evanescence?
Oh, wow.
Someone's feeling angsty. A little angsty, a little dark morning. All right. Well,
by the way, earlier they needed some call signs. I think we found yours.
Sneaky Banger?
Yes.
Ben Davis, call sign, Sneaky Banger. What would yours be?
Captain Cackle.
Captain Cackle and Sneaky Banger. All right, that works. If we ever get called up to Top Gun, that's what our call signs will be. All right, there it is. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Wow.
Yeah.
A little angst there.
Dylan says it's too early to request Gary's breakup song for Valentine's Day. Well, I think we've got a couple of them. Morgan says, when it's time to get stabby, how about a little Misery Business?
When it's time to get stabby?
I don't know what that means, but sounds like it's angsty.
Okay. I don't know where your heads are at right now, but I'm liking it.
It just feels so good.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Man, a little bit like, a vibe being set here on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, Missy's like, how about JoJo leave, get out.
We got you.
I've been waiting all day for you, babe.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Rhonda says, my brother's in the hospital battling cancer right now.
Oh.
Please play Survivor.
Yes.
I'm listening on my phone, so he will hear it.
Yes.
You got this.
You got this.
Go
Hashtag Survivor. Throwback Thursday. Destiny's Child. Beyonce. Kelly Rowland. Michelle. And that other one.
Stop. There wasn't another one.
Throwback Thursday. Now that you're out of my life, I'm no one better. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I gotta be honest, you know, since that huge announcement from Beyonce, why not do a double shot of Beyonce right now? Crazy in Love, Survivor,
oh,
Destiny's Child. Aubrey says, every woman Gary has burned is requesting all these songs. Watch out, Gary. Hope you used an alias. LOLOLOL.
Oh, gosh. He hasn't done it yet,
but
he hasn't done it yet.
If he listens
thinking
to the,
about it, I if, think we talked about it.
If he listens to the internet, he's doing it. That's for sure. All right, history in the making, part two, Throwback Thursday, DJX. Hashtag banger,
right?
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lauren rolls in. Can we get some Usher in this mix, please? Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Reed, Aiden, yeah, thanks for listening. Big shout out to you guys.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back to back.
By the way, Katie's got some more suggestions for our call signs. Yeah. Ben, Fergie.
Fergie.
And for me, oh baby, oh baby, yeah.
Oh baby, oh baby, yeah.
All right, well, it makes sense. We also got a Black Eyed Peas request, so let's go ahead and get to this. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. That's
Fergie.
And
absolutely.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bethany's like, listen, can someone please explain the Linda Oh Baby Yeah thing? I must have missed that show, and it's killing me. No, that was a lady named Linda who had a sassy ghost who said that in her ear.
Yeah. She was being courted by a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
And we liked it.
It is what it is.
We kept it.
Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Ruby rolls in with a great one to follow Justin Bieber. Leaving by Jesse McCartney before I go into work.
Oh, yes.
I mean, could we have any more precious boys singing precious hits on Precious 99.7 DJX?
Fergie.
That's right. Throwback Thursday. Baby, uh-oh. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. And that is it.
Oh, dang it.
Shout to Ashley from Meade County. Birthday yesterday. She's turning 33. And she still looks good.
Looking good, girl.
Thank you guys for all the requests, all the texts, all the tweets at Ben and Kelly Show.
I mean, yeah, we get even messages on like Instagram,
yeah,
Facebook. We got lots of places. We're trying to get to all of you guys, and the text line just keeps rolling, rolling, and rolling. We appreciate all of you.
Yeah, for sure. So next week, Thursday, all right? Same time, same place. 8:30. Yep, 8:30 to 9:00. Brought to you by Drake's. We'll do it again. So just saw this, that the average person will hang on a bad date 51 minutes before they make an excuse and bail.
Okay, I think that's probably a good amount of time because you're really trying to fully assess how bad is this.
Yeah, exactly. And after about 25 minutes, you know whether there's going to be a spark or there's a lack of spark. Like, you already catch vibes within 25 minutes on a date.
Yes.
And so, yeah,
I agree with that.
51 minutes is all it takes before you're like, okay, this is bad. But see, like, I'm thinking to myself, and I would probably, because I tend to be, quote, nice guy when it comes to this, I'd hang through the entire date. And
then just, you know, make a mental note, not doing that again.
Yeah, just say thank them for the nice night and just be like, all right, peace out, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever ditched a date early. I'll write it out. And then just decide that was a one and done.
Biggest excuses on getting out of a date. Oof, not feeling good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's classic. I mean, who's going to say, yeah, you know, I mean, no, you're not. You're lying about that.
Right. Liar.
Yeah.
One of the biggest excuses that we use to get out of a date. Oh, you know what? I just, my sister's sick and I have to check on her.
Okay. My sister is sick. Okay.
Family member sick. Something like that.
That would automatically, if somebody said that to me, though, I'd be like, yeah, that's an excuse. I don't know if anybody would believe that one. That one rings.
Red flag. Like, yes. Yeah. What about, you know what? Work emergency just came up. I'm going to have to.
Emergency in the middle of a date?
Yeah, sorry.
Also, that's a red flag. Like, they're going to immediately know you're making that up.
Really?
Yes.
1,000%. I mean, if I said, hey, sorry, I just got word, radio station's off the air. I gotta roll. We're not
that might work. If you're a doctor and you're
doctors.
On call,
okay, yeah,
that could work as well.
I mean,
but most
you
professions
pretend.
Probably not.
You can pretend.
No.
Is the headache excuse valid?
No.
Because you get pretty bad headaches, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I can. Now, what if they have like Excedrin migraine? Oh, here you go.
Here.
We'll fix that for you.
No, what I really need is just to lay down in my own bed alone.
Yes, in a dark room.
In dark room and sleep it off.
Like right now.
If you're trying to get out of a date, a bad date, which after about 51 minutes, when you realize you're on a bad date, this is when you're saying, see ya. You know what? My car broke down. And I just barely made it here, so I have to call someone and...
Yeah.
It's just been on my mind ever since being here.
Yeah, but then they're going to say, but you got here in your car.
Yeah, exactly. But
so it must be working now.
That excuse, you could run the risk of them offering to like take you home or something like that.
Exactly. Yes. And if you try to even cancel the date altogether to begin with using that excuse, they'll be like, I can drive.
Yeah, I can pick you up. I'll pay for your Uber.
Then you're like, oh, no, I have a thing at work and I have to check on my sister.
And I got stuck in traffic. Yes. Amber rolls in. I have to wash my hair. Get out of here. That is an excuse.
Yeah. They're going to know that you do not have to wash your hair in this moment. Emergency washing of
Bethany,
hair.
Just tell them you have the poops. Ooh, bubble gut. Gotta go.
Not feeling great.
Tummy is a little bit acting up. Oh, this is not going to work for me.
OMG.
Yeah. So anyways, when you realize you're on that bad date, after about 51 minutes, and you just bail. 25 minutes is all it takes for you to figure out if there's actually a spark or not. So,
well, listen, this can save you a lot of work if you, again, just have a friend that you can on the low text, like, give me a call. I need an out. And then they can call and give you an emergency.
Be like, oh, really? Really? Now? I have to go now? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. But I'm on a date. Okay. All right.
All
I understand.
Right. Really?
I understand.
Yes. Okay. I'm on my way.
Meanwhile, the friend is on the other line going, I'm talking to you. I'm calling you. I'm trying to get you out of this date right now.
Must be going bad.
Oh gosh, really? Really? Yes. Okay, so sorry. So sorry.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You understand. It's an emergency. I got to go.
Oh wow. And just got a text message. Yeah, see, I'm just blunt. I once just said, "Yeah, this isn't working for me." Called an Uber and left.
Well, do what you got to do, right, honey? I don't know. Love is in the air today. Kelly.
Yes. Well, is it? Is it?
You know our buddy Bruce, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he calls us all the time. He's called the show for better part of 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on the phone.
Oh, he is.
Hey, can I make a shout out, please?
Absolutely, Bruce.
Hey.
Is it Samantha?
Yes.
Oh, you and Samantha, you guys.
Amanda,
when are you going to get married?
I love you, and can you please come see me on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
I have something to ask you.
You have something to ask her?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, can you ask me first? Can you practice?
I'm going to ask you to marry me.
Get out of here!
Whoa!
Oh, Bruce! It's about time. You've been talking about Samantha for the past 10 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Bruce, hey, good luck. Keep us, update us on what she says, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Love is in the
Bruce.
Air.
It's time.
Samantha, come on. This is the time.
Oh, gosh. I hope she's not listening, though. I don't want to ruin it for her.
Oh, yeah. Never. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Samantha's not listening to our show.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, probably not. Even though he did shout her out. So she
did.
So she could be.
Well, but technically, if she did hear it, she could say she got engaged on the radio.
Oh, look at that. Look at
that. We'd have that in common.
Look at that.
Because on this day, many moons ago.
Oh, it was.
I got engaged on the radio.
It was young Miss Kelly K.
Yes.
You had.
And a knight in shining armor showed up in the hallway.
You
confused
had
me.
Stars in your eyes.
Asked a question, and I said, thank you.
And you said, thanks. I appreciate you. All right. Love is in the air. Man, something about Groundhog's Day. Well,
it's been a roller coaster of emotion.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good luck, Bruce, man. Thank you. And again, Bruce is a long time caller of our show, and
he's a longtime friend.
He has talked about Samantha and pined over Samantha for the better part, like I said, 10 years.
A very long time. So, it's their time. It's their moment.
Bruce, if you do get married, I have a toaster from Michael Graves' collection that I have been trying to unload for the better part of 10 years too. So
you're never going to let go of that toaster. You're never going to do that.
A few minutes ago, we had a heartfelt call from our buddy Bruce, who wanted to ask his longtime girlfriend a question to marry him. We thought that was so sweet.
Well, he didn't actually like ask it formally on the air. He told us he was going to, and therefore now I'm wondering if Samantha heard it, and now maybe she's engaged.
Well, Bruce is on the phone right now. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You got the name wrong.
You said Samantha.
Well,
is it Amanda? Who is it?
Amanda.
Oh, gosh. Amanda. Bruce, did we just ruin everything?
Oh no.
Amanda. Not Amanda.
Okay, wait. Hang on a second. So, did you talk to a girl named Samantha at one point?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. It's always been Amanda.
Okay.
It's always been Amanda, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, it's always been Amanda. Okay. Oh, gosh, Ben. Really? Well, no. You are notoriously bad with names.
No,
on
this
the
is
show.
This is fine because if Amanda was listening, she wouldn't have known it was her.
Okay, good. So the proposal secret is still a secret?
She
except
would.
Except for maybe not anymore because we just said her name.
Yeah, but she would, however, maybe have questions for Bruce as to who is this Samantha?
Oh, that's just our fault. We're going to go ahead and assume complete total responsibility for that. That's an oopsie. That's a Ben's bad with names. Oopsie.
Well, yes. All right. You're right. I'll go ahead and take the big old L on that one.
I know. I didn't correct you.
I'll take the L.
I didn't really remember. It'd been a long time. I wasn't sure. Hey, that sounded right to me, too.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. Bruce, you and Amanda.
Amanda!
Give us an update after Valentine's Day, okay? We got a lot of things.
Ben still has the Michael Graves toaster.
I do.
No matter who your bride is.
All right. Hey, coming up, setting the bar. This one has a good blend of irony and fourth grade humor. We love that on this show.
That's a recipe for success for us.
Yeah. Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, maybe this is a situation we hope you don't find yourself in. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of Twitter when you're a bird conservation charity, the irony of it all, you're doing okay.
Yeah, birds, Twitter, tweet, their mascot's a bird. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, and you know what? Look, this one has a blend of that irony and fourth grade humor. I'm going to get to that here in just a sec. The Bird Trust for Ornithology, it's a bird conservation charity, BTO for short, on Twitter.
Do they have a lot of followers?
Yeah, I mean, they have over 100,000 followers, that's for sure.
Very impressive.
Yeah. So they got locked out of Twitter. And they were like, why?
Were they offensive in some way?
Well, here's where they're pointing. It suspected it was due to their, quote, repeated use of the word woodcock for their species survey.
My God.
Which might have been misinterpreted by Twitter's algorithms.
Yeah, it got flagged. That's a naughty word we can't allow on this platform.
It's not.
Really? I thought Twitter didn't have rules like that.
It's a bird, and one of the tweets, literally from the BTO, British Trust for Ornithology, asked for volunteers to count displaying male woodcock.
Oh, well, yeah. When you put in the male, they're like, oh, they had a different idea of what that is.
So it was, and they understand it was irony that a bird charity being locked out of Twitter, and the timing was rather annoying because it coincided with Winter Watch wildlife programming there on the BBC and an annual bird survey that they're trying to conduct.
Dang it. How else are they supposed to get their research?
Yeah. How else are we supposed to know about the woodcock?
Exactly. Listen, they let the F-bomb fly all over Twitter, but woodcock is banned?
So they did get reinstated after about a week.
Oh, wow. It took a week to sort that out. That's
right.
A lot.
And they tweeted out, it's not every day that BTO makes the front page of the tabloids, and nice to see them so concerned about the status of the red-listed bird that cannot be named.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, yes. It is really all about the wildlife, the health of the bird that can't be named anymore. Maybe we shouldn't have said it. Are we supposed to? Maybe we can bleep it. We'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out next time.
Oh, hey, look, if there's one thing that I've come to appreciate as I grow older, are the birds and the wildlife in the trees, and whether it's a woodcock or a breasted titmouse or...
What?
Kelly, these are birds.
Okay. All right. Wow, there's a lot of them out there. I just... didn't know. I wasn't aware of that. Is all of the learning.
I mean, it's not like we're playing a game. Is this a bird or an adult film actress?
We probably could, though. We probably could.
All right. So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of Twitter when you're a bird conservation charity, the irony there.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
Maybe they rename that species of bird to just like, you know, Woody.
No, we can't do that, Kelly. No,
well, there's the woodpecker, too.
That's right.
Would that get banned as well? I feel like that's that's not worse.
I don't know.
It's in the same category, though.
Is the woodcock and the woodpecker in the same line of bird? Do they
like
both
they have
like
to be cousins?
At peck
least,
at trees?
Right? Maybe.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, anyways.
I'll look it up.
All right. Setting the bar there on 99.7 DJX. Lizzo, 99.7 DJX, got a chance to see her wax figure there at Madame Tussauds. Is that how you say it, Madame Tussauds? I always forget.
Yeah, Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds.
Oh, that's so weird. I forgot what I'm looking at right now. It looks like it's me.
Okay, good. That sounds like she approves.
Yeah, I mean, that would be weird seeing your likeness in wax like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So it actually, you know, with some of those wax figures that they do, they really kind of miss the mark. With Lizzo, I mean, they hit it spot on. It does look really lifelike.
And I feel like with Beyonce, too, because they just showed hers as well. Beyonce looks like Beyonce.
Yeah.
I think they got it with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, anyways, I think we've got a picture of it up on the website. You can see it, WDJX.com. If you missed anything else from the show, it was quite a show on Groundhog Day.
Listen, we checked in with the live stream as we always do. It's exciting. We didn't want to be left out. There's tuxes, top hats, and everything. And we have the podcast if you happen to miss our reaction. And we've got the video so you can see everything that we were looking at when we were talking about on the air. It's all up so you can relive the magic at WDJX.com.
You said it well. All right. Anything else?
That's it. I'm exhausted.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.